Cummins Power Pods, 60 years of powering India.
Hello everyone, welcome to the latest episode of Cummins Power Pods. Today I'm going to be your host. I'm Subramanian Chidambaran. I lead the strategy for Cummins in India. And today's episode is going to be a bit special because this is coming in the event of Redefine 2023, which is our flagship B-School competition. This is like an annual case study competition that we run every year, where we pose a business problem to the bright young minds of the B-Schools, and they come up with some innovative solutions. And this ends with a grand finale at our Indian office campus in Pune. So this year, the subject or the topic of the case study competition is on aftermarket digitalization. It's a very, very interesting topic. And that's why I have with me a special guest today for this podcast, which is Vivek Malapati, who heads our distribution business and new and recon parts business of Cummins India. Hey Vivek, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Subbu, thank you for having me on this podcast.
Let me start by asking, how does it feel being interviewed by me?
It feels very special, Subbu, and also it's special because it's my first podcast. So I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
Fantastic. So audience, let's deep dive right into the topic. So Vivek, could you tell us something about this theme for Redefine 2023 this year, which is on this aftermarket digitalization? Could you throw some more light on this topic?
So Subbu, this case study is about the commercial trucking business in India. And this business is very critical to our economy, as over 70% of the freight travel in India happens by road. And what we are seeing is a massive infrastructure spend in the country right now, along with key policy interventions like Make in India, Atmanirbhar India, etc. With this national infrastructure build out, what we expect to see is a lot of growth in this commercial trucking space. And we wanted to base this year's case study around this theme and wanted to invite the thoughts of young talent on how to support our customers in the aftermarket space, as uptime is so critical to our customers in this space.
Great. Now, to go a bit more deeper into this topic, Vivek, and for the benefit of the participants as well as the audience, could you throw some light on this entire aftermarket space of this on-highway or commercial vehicles, as we call it? Could you throw some more light on what is this market all about, and could you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, this is a very large and dynamic space. There's a huge support ecosystem that exists today for the commercial trucking industry. And it ranges from roadside garages that repair to very established service locations. And what our customers have told us is they're facing a few challenges in this space, including dealing with counterfeit parts, getting the diagnosis right the first time, and getting extended life out of their equipment. So these are some things that our customers have shared with us. And at Cummins, as we design and manufacture our engines and the related components, including very critical components such as emission control devices and sophisticated electronics, our focus has been to help our customers extract maximum productive life from their equipment. And we want to do that by ensuring that they have availability of genuine parts at a location convenient for the owner, and also, you know, access to technical tools and expertise. So this is kind of what is happening in this landscape right now, Subbu.
Understood. And do you see some trends that are changing in this space, Vivek, like certain aspects of the market that are significantly becoming different in terms of customer buying behavior or the way the entire market is shaping? Could you throw some more light on that?
Yeah, there is a lot of change happening in this space. The first one, what we are seeing, Subbu, as a trend, is that our customers are focused on maximizing revenue while minimizing maintenance costs. More than ever, they care about their vehicle uptime, especially there's a lot of e-commerce models that are there that are all around next day delivery or even same day delivery. So availability of parts and access to the right kind of tools and diagnosis is becoming very important to our customers. Also, the other key trend that is happening is there's a lot of new emission models that are getting introduced. And we now have engines and engine components that have very, very advanced sensors and electronics on them. And what this means is our customers need more specialized tools to diagnose and troubleshoot these equipment. And by 2025, we expect that more than 50% of the heavy commercial vehicles will be equipped by these components. And so the ecosystems need to be equipped to address this complexity. The other key trend that is really happening in this space is the emphasis on ESG. And the environmental impact is becoming very important for all businesses, including vehicle owners, as they are a key part of the supply chain. Vehicle owners are also keen to contribute to the climate agenda while ensuring that they keep their costs on check as well. And so this is becoming very, very important. And so see, these are some of the trends that we are seeing. But on this environmental impact and ESG, I wanted to ask you, Subbu, to share some of your thoughts on what is happening in this space and what is Cummins doing as a global organization.
No, absolutely. I think that's a very good point, Vivek, that you bring in, because ESG has sort of become the key topic or the key parameter in so many ways today, with climate change and decarbonization and you know, the environmental aspect becoming such an important aspect today. Now, just for the benefit of the listeners, Cummins Inc. has this strategy called as Destination Zero. Which is basically our strategy, which in a way defines our strategy, and which is also our ESG path ahead or ESG roadmap ahead. Now, what does Destination Zero really mean? Destination Zero is speaking about getting to a net zero carbon 50. Now, how do we do it? We are a manufacturer of diesel engines and various other engines, right, which go into powering the various equipments. So our focus in terms of becoming a net zero carbon company or a destination zero strategy is about saying how our equipments or our products can help in this entire transition journey of the globe of moving towards net zero carbon. So as Vivek, you already mentioned, right, what we sell even today, even we call it diesel engines, what we actually sell are emissionized components and emissionized products, which already mean that we are working on reducing the carbon emissions, because more and more stricter the emissions get and more these products are suited for these emission norms, you're automatically trying to move down the carbon emissions and you're moving already towards a net zero carbon state. In addition to that, what we do is that we have these green technologies, which is our new segment, which is called as Accelera, as many of you would have already seen on the public domain, where we have introduced green technologies, which are zero carbon technologies. So a combination of these technologies that help in reducing the carbon emissions on one side through all these emissionized components and these zero carbon technologies that create a step change in the sort of net carbon emissions that come out. This has been our strategy. And in this, I would like to highlight, especially Vivek, because we are discussing on aftermarket space, one of the business that Vivek heads along with the distribution business is this new and reconditioned parts, right? Which we call as recon business. Now, this is going to be a very, very significant aspect of our sustainability strategy, because reconditioning in the market and globally is really picking up to say that once I have given a product, after the product has reached the end of its productive life, how do I rejuvenate the product back? How do I bring back the product to life and extend its life and productivity so that I am not creating another product as a replacement of it? And in the process, I am saving energy, carbon emission, everything that go into the manufacturing of that product. So this is something that is really picking up today, Vivek, in the market. There are people speaking about it, though it is, albeit it is still nascent as a market, it still needs to grow. But definitely as a part of the ESG strategy or decarbonization strategy, I think this the recon business or the reconditioning business is going to be a critical aspect of how we are going to be looking at it. And I'm sure as a part of our strategy, we have, right, as a part of the distribution business and the recon business, this is a significant milestone that we have there.
Yes, Subbu, you're very right. And the circular economy aspect of this is becoming very, very important to a lot of our customers. As I travel and meet customers, they've shared with me that that is an important element of how they're going to look at their future business. And so thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. Now, coming back to the case study itself, can you share a little bit about your thoughts on, as the students are trying to solve this case, what would you want them to consider, especially the recommendations around the business model?
Absolutely, Vivek. I think, Vivek, you already elaborated very nicely around the customer behaviors, buying behaviors, what is it that they really look for, and the kind of trends that are really shaping this market. So I think I would like the participants to really keep that in mind, the points that you mentioned about the market, how this market is changing, what is important for this market. And in addition, this this discussion that we just had about the green aspect of this whole space, to say how is circular economy, reconditioning, all these aspects going in. And digitalization, I think, is a key enabler of all these. The earlier trends that you spoke about in terms of growing the market as it is, in addition to what this green aspect or this reconditioning aspect of or circular economy, sustainability aspect, all these areas, digitalization is going to be a key enabler. So what I would like the participants to really do is keep these various trends and aspects in mind as they are proposing a business model or solution. Keep in mind that the business model, this is not an academic exercise. Here we are not doing a pure academic exercise. We are doing an exercise where we want the bright young minds to think about a practical implementable solution for the industry. So they should put this lens of saying that whatever I'm proposing, whatever we are suggesting, is it implementable? Is it practical? Has it happened elsewhere? You know, if it has not happened, if it has to happen, what are the challenges? What are the risks? What is needed to make it happen? So I would suggest that they need to look at it from two parts. One is, how innovative is the solution, right? Is it really saying something that is breakthrough, that is something that's not suggested earlier, something that is completely new, can be a game changer for the market? At the same time, how do we look at it from a practicality lens? How do we look at it from an execution implementability lens? So I would want the participants to think on both these aspects as they are presenting their solutions. I would not be proposing any rigid frameworks or metrics or parameters, because these can change. But the key thing that we would be looking for, Vivek, and I would, I think you would agree to that, is to say that how innovative is the solution going to be, right? This is really out of the box thinking, that something that probably we hadn't thought about much, but that seems to be like a great solution. And the what is the practicality lens to that? Even if there is a starting point on the practicality, I do not expect the team to put up an entire execution roadmap, but at least a starting point to say that this is how we could think about it. I think that would be great.
Thanks, Subbu. I think what resonates with me from your thoughts is really the implementation of the recommendations. That needs to be very clear. And how do we take that and apply to the business right away? I think that that aspect of it should come out, along with, as you said, innovative solutions to the problems that we are stating. So I think that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And thanks a lot, Vivek, for this wonderful interaction. I think this interaction would have given some more insight to the participants, and also for all the listeners who are listening into this. I think this would have been a new area and a new insight into this part of the industry. So I would like to express my gratitude to all the viewers who are listening in, who are seeing into this episode of Cummins Power Pods. Please do take a minute to put in your comment, put in your feedback on this, and we'll look into it and see how we can further improve our interactions. And finally, to the Redefine 2023 participants, from both Vivek and me, I extend the best wishes to them. We are really, really looking forward to see some of you out in the grand finale that's going to be held in Pune in a few days' time. And let's stay connected with many more interesting episodes of Cummins Power Pods. So until we see next, goodbye.
Thank you.
Cummins Power Pods, 60 years of powering India in voice.